You seem to know something of this kind of thing. I will tell you a little about myself. Perhaps then you may think better of the purchase." He turned round with his back to the river and put his hands in his pockets. He sighed. "I know you will not believe me." "Diamonds," he began, and as he spoke his voice lost its faint flavor of the tramp and assumed something of the easy tone of an educated man, "are to be made by throwing carbon out of combination in a suitable flux and under a suitable pressure. The carbon crystallizes out, not as blacklead or charcoal powder, but as small diamonds. So much has been known to chemists for years, but no one yet has hit upon exactly the right flux in which to melt up the carbon, or exactly the right pressure for the best results. Consequently, the diamonds made by chemists are small and dark and worthless as jewels. Now I, you know, have given up my life to this problem, given my life to it.